So we started saying last night, of course, the slichus. But as we'll see, there seems to be a machlokes between the Levush and the Magen Avraham. What exactly is the nature and the purpose and the function, really, of slichus? So the Levush writes over here in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. Even though normally, typically, the Kaddish of Tiskabel is only found after Shmona Esrei, but we ask the Kaddish Baruch Hu to accept our Tefillah, Tiskabel Tzoloisayin Uvuhusayin. Shechein hu mashmas lesson Tzoloisayin, Shepirusha Tefillah. V'stvam Tefillah ritzei, Ratzah loymar Tefillah Shmona Esrei, a typical Tefillah, of course, is Shmona Esrei. And normally, Kaddish Tiskabel only comes after Shmona Esrei. Shaini seder haslicha sheniskenu kulam al seder Tefillah shokoyoyim. The slichus is organized and constructed like one of the other tefillahs of the day. It's like its own independent tefillah. The psukim of Ashrei and the Chosha Matztaka that we say before the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim is like psukim de Zimra. And then the Yud Gimel Midas that we say Ben Koachas Be'achas Hem Emakom Tefillahs Yudches. That's in the place of the Shemona Esrei. Sheikra Tfilo Yugim Amidus, the main part of the Slichus Yugim Amidus. V'achakach Noifan Al Pneya, and then we do Nefilos Al Pami Du Tachnun. K'mo Achakol At Tfilos and Masami V'anachnu L'Neida. So we say Tachnun like we would after a typical Shemona Esrei. K'achem V'achrem Kaddish Olam. Therefore we say Kaddish Olam in this Kabel. Just like we would do after our Shacharis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, we do it after Slichus as well. So the Levush is of the opinion that the Slichus is organized like one of the Tefillos of the day, and that's why it's structured in that fashion. It's preceded by Ashrei, which is like a Psukah de Zimra, and it's followed by a Kaddish Tiskabel, just like we find by the other Tefillos of the day. This might explain, or it might be supported, by the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah, over here, Yizayin Mebeis, the source for saying the Yigum Amidus Harachmim, which tells us that after the Chet HaEgel, Kadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated to Moshe Rabbeinu what Kol Yisrael should do if we will ever make a mistake again. Vayavar Hashem Alpanav Vayikra, Kadosh Baruch Hu passed over his face and he taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to say the Yugam Amidus Harachmim. Melamish Nisadav Kadosh Baruch Hu Kashliach Tzibur, Kadosh Baruch Hu put the towels over his head like a Shliach Tzibur, Vehevar Lo Lamoshe say the Tefillah. And he showed him the Yugam Amidus Harachmim, Amlo Kozman, Shisrael Chayitin Yasu Lofanak Yisrael Azev, and he Merchalahem. Every time Chai Yisrael makes a similar mistake, we should say the Yugim Amidus Harachim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive us. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to be Misa'atif Kishliach Tzibur? Why do you have to put the towels over his head? Typically, we only find an obligation to put the towels over your head with regards to Shemona Esrei. The Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos of Testament Beis, commenting on the Pasuk, I think in Sefer Amos, He called the cross of the Kefir Yisrael, you should get yourself ready. Hachona, prepare to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. So a person has to wear a special garment for tefillah. We discussed a little while ago, maybe last year, that there's an inyan to wear a dafka beged that's bekavedik. It doesn't mean to put on a baseball cap. It means a beged that's bekavedik, bekaved tefillah, to show that I'm demonstrating, I'm getting ready to visit the Ribbono Shel Olam. So either a garto, a jacket, hat, whatever a person has, or maybe even just buttoning the jacket we described. Maybe a person does something to show that he's going to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam is perhaps, according to some Rishonim, is what a person should do before he goes to daven. We discussed at that time that it could be if a person is just already wearing garments that are appropriate for visiting with the Ribbono Shel Olam, garments that a person would wear in the street, then that's good enough. You don't have to do something unique and distinct to prepare for tefillah. It's enough that a person is wearing but covered the garments, and that's all the pasuk meant to say. However, there are other Rishonim who disagree. A person should do something unique and distinct for tefillah that raises his level of dignity in the garments that he's wearing, dafka, in order to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. So one way that we fulfill this is not by putting on a different garment, but by putting misatef betalis. A person is wearing a talis, he's supposed to put it over his head before Shemona Esrei. He couldn't cross the Lekecha Yisrael to get ready to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. Mishabura calls him the Bach, but there's a nice idea to wear the towels over your head, all of davening. And there are many who follow that recommendation of the Bach, because it's marbe kavana. A person has the towels over his head, when you're zaycha to do when you're married. So, it gives you like your own little private booth, your telephone booth with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You can box other people out, So it's a nice thing. It gives you a little bit of privacy. So it increases kavana. There are those who do it after Birchas Kriya Shema, because that's like, when a person wants to have more kavana, or perhaps a Devar Shebik Dusha, or whatever. But the main obligation to do Atifa is for Shemona Esrei. It's not Birchas Kriya Shema. It's not for Psukit Dezimra to increase kavana because it's Devar Shebik Dusha. It's in order to get ready to greet the Ribbono Shel Olam. So according to Levush, we understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misatif b'talis, k'shliach tzibor, he was putting it on his head like a shliach tzibor, because he was about to recite, you give me the Sarachim, as the status of a Shemona Esrei. So therefore, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is demonstrating for us how we're supposed to recite the Yigim HaMidah Sarachim, and that has the status of a Shemona Esrei, we should also put our talis over our head in order to say the Yigim HaMidah Sarachim. That's perhaps why that practice is found in the Gemara. The Ritva gives a slightly different explanation. And the Magen Avraham also goes in a different direction. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misatif b'talis? So the Ritva explains, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did so because he was acting as a shliach tzibur. The Yigim HaMidah Sarachim have to be said in the presence of a minion. You can't, if a person is davening b'yechidus, he's not allowed to say the Yigim HaMidah Sarachim. It's only if a person is davening b'tzibur. So according to the Levush, that makes sense. It's like, we'll get to why perhaps it makes sense. But it's like a person is, you have to be in a minion. So it says the Ritva, when a person is davening with a minion, he's acting as a shliach tzibur, he has to put the talis over his head, mishum kavod tzibur. That's a whole separate idea. Mishum kavod tzibur, you're supposed to have the talis over your head. So Ritva says, mefarash rabbanu, the lishin is vayavar, al panav darjini kashliach tzibur, ebu ufnei ateva, and that's why it was milamish in the sath of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu was misath if he was acting as a shliach tzibur. And the Magen Avraham quotes this. And then that if a person is davening for the Yomud, he should always put the talis over his head. I'm makbid about that in my shul. Even if you're saying brachis, if you're, as the Magen Avraham says, if a person is getting tzicha, if you're getting glila, whatever it is, you're doing something on behalf of the tzibur, if you're married, you should always put the talis in the old base manner. She used to make bachram do it also. That's intense. But if a person is married and he's acting on behalf of the tzibur, he should put the talis over his head whenever he's doing something on behalf of the tzibur. He shouldn't cover that tzibur. So the Magen Avraham said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was misatif b'talis, not because you can meet the Sarachim necessarily of the status of Shemona Esrei, but because he was acting as a shliach tzibur. When everyone acts as a shliach tzibur, he has to put the talis over his head. But according to Levush, it's perhaps because this has the status of Shemona Esrei. It's like a fourth tefillah during the day. Why do we need a fourth tefillah during the day? We already have Shacharis, Mincha, and Maariv. What's the fourth tefillah of the day we're doing over here? And in what sense is it different than the other tefillahs? So perhaps it's because, Sfasemis writes, that the reason why we have three tefillahs during the day is because during every point of the day, we want to give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam. As the day changes, we have Shacharis in the morning, we declare that our mornings are dedicated to serving the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then we have the afternoon, that's an entirely different tekufa, right? You get your second cup of coffee in the afternoon. So then you have to declare, oh, now in the afternoon, I'm also dedicating myself to the service of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then night is an entirely different tekufa. So we have to say, at night also we're dedicating ourselves to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it could be that now, during this period of the year, it's like a different dimension of time than we have the rest of the year. This period of the year, as we approach the Yom Ne'orim or Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, is like a new period of time. And therefore, we need a unique tefillah that's just for this period of time of the Yom Ne'orim. In fact, the Ran writes, Self is Rosh Hashanah, why is it that how many days before Rosh Hashanah is a person supposed to begin saying Slichas? So the Ran, actually, his minute was, and there were certain communities who had, we always begin on a Motzei Shabbos, we have a minimum of 4 days, because why do you have a minimum of 4 days? There's a different explanation to that minig. Ramah says you have to have a minimum of 4 days. And therefore, if Rosh Hashanah falls out early in the week, we're going to have to push it back. And we always begin on a Matzah Shabbos. Why do we always begin on a Matzah Shabbos? The basic answer is because it's just to dispel confusion, right? And you're going to begin on a Sunday, we know, okay, we're beginning on a Sunday, everyone, get ready. If we would begin on a Wednesday, it would be more complicated. So we always begin on a Matzah. There are many different other deeper reasons why we begin on a Matzah Shabbos, but not... Mishnah Berurah is the real reason. It's just to make it more easy. But we have to have a minimum of 4 days. Why do you have to have a minimum of 4 days? So one explanation that's found in the Mishnah Berurah, I think, is because during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, the minhag was to fast. But there are 4 days when you can't fast. Erev Yom Kippur, you can't fast. 2 days Rosh Hashanah, you can't fast. Because there's a mitzvah of Simcha, perhaps, Rosh Hashanah. And Shabbos, Shuva, you can't fast. So you have 4 days out of the 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva that you can't fast. But we want to fast all 10 days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva. So to make up for those days, we had 4 days beforehand, where we say Slichas, and where the minig was to fast. That's one explanation why Slichas has to be a minimum of 4 days. Yeah.
So it's only the eyes during Aseret Yemei Teshuva?
No, I don't think so. It's obviously connected to the general theme. Things like that don't happen because of coincidence, but yeah, no, that's not why it was. Tom Gedai has to do with something that occurred. Gedai ben Achikam. I don't think it necessarily has to do with. No, bigger picture probably has to do with the period of Aseres Mitzvah, but not immediately. So we begin Slichas 4 days before Rosh Hashanah. Others say because of Karban, before you bring a Karban, you have to have 4 days of looking for Mumin before it's brought as a Karban. And Rosh Hashanah, we make ourselves into a Karban before the Ribbono Shel Olam, something we discussed already. However, the Ran says the reason why that you're really not supposed to begin Slichas 4 days before, you're really supposed to begin on Chaf Hei Elul, which is 6 days before Rosh Hashanah, because Rosh Hashanah is the first day was the day Adam HaRishon was created. So it's 5 days before Rosh Hashanah, because Adam HaRishon was created on a Friday, and that was Rosh Hashanah, as we say in davening Hayom Haras Olam. Today was the day of the world was created for Adam HaRishon. That was the day that he was created. So when the Kodesh Baruch Hu began the Sheish Yemei Bereishis, 5 days earlier, on Chaf Hei Elul. So he says that he quotes from the Psikta, that that's when we should begin saying Slichas, corresponding to Chav. And there were many communities who had that minig, to begin even in the middle of the week, on Chav Eyalo. Because this is when the world was corresponding to when HaKadosh Baruch Hu began the Sheishis Yemei Bereishis. So if that's the case, we can even understand perhaps on a more profound level why it is that we need a unique Slichas for this period of the year. This is like a new time period. The world is being recreated all over again. It's the beginning of creation. So even though we have a tefillah for Shachar, Semincha, and Ma'ariv, the morning, the afternoon, the night, this is a new dimension of time because the world is in the process of being created again. And therefore, in the world of the Tfasemis, we can understand why perhaps we needed a unique tefillah, a new tefillah, just for this period of the year. That's why the Vav Shel, the Yogim Aminah Sarachma, our new tefillah. Why do we need a new tefillah? Because we're in a new time, and every time we hit a new dimension, a new time period, a new tekufa, we have to have a new tefillah. So this is a new tefillah as we start a new year, the 6 days of creation. If that's the case, then perhaps we can understand why Slichas has to be at such an inconvenient time, right, of the day. Slichas is after Chatzos, before Alois HaShachar, like the most inconvenient time of the day. Why does Slichas have to be then? Let's look over here. Does Slichas have to be then? Yes, it does. Look over here. It says the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tov Kuf Pei Av Sif Aleph. Nogu Lokum Bashmoros. The minig by the Sfaradim is they say slichas in the morning before the Zman Shacharis, starting ready Rosh Chodesh Elul. The minig of the Bnei Ashkenaz is not to do that. Says the Rama, we should have a few days of saying slichas, but you don't have to do this already from Rosh Chodesh Elul. What is the time of saying slichas? So the Magen Avraham there writes Bashmores. What is that? That is the last third of the night. The Gemara says Masechet Brachos that the night is broken up into three Ashmoros of the Malachi Asharis, three shifts. And there's the first Ashmara, the second Ashmara, and the third Ashmara. Of course, every night is like 12 halachic hours, so it's broken up into thirds, each consisting of 4 hours. So the Ashmoros Habaker is the last Ashmara of the night, 4 hours before Alois HaShachar. So that was the time to say Slichas. Why is that the time to say Slichas? So the Magen Avraham quotes based on sources. It's because that is a unique Eis Ratzon before the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a time of Ratzon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in a forgiving mood, and that's why that's the time to say Slichas. Does it have to be? So that's the ideal time, by the way, is before Alois HaShachar, and the many Chassidim who dafka do it during that period of time. That's Sfaradim also, I think. Try and do it at the end of the night, right before Alois HaShachar, before the Dan Vasikin. However, does it have to be at the last Hashmira? So the Magen Avraham quotes from the Gemara Masechtas Yevamos, which says already from Chatzos HaLaila and on is considered to be an Eser Ratzon. Even though that's in the middle of the first, second Hashmira, right, the night is broken up into three, into thirds, each consisting of 4 hours, but already from Chatzos HaLaila and on is considered to be an Eser Ratzon. That's why many do Tikkun Chatzos. They daven more in the loss of Chorin Beis HaMikdash and Chatzos HaLaila. What's so special about Chatzos HaLaila? It's the first time that there's an Eis Ratzon during the night. Until that point, it's considered to be an Eis Din. Kadosh Baruch Hu is in a bad mood, Kiviyochol. He's not interested in listening to us. And if you approach someone when they're angry at you, right, you know, things only get worse. They don't get better. It gets worse. So therefore, we say Tikkun Chatzos, so we do Slichas Dafka after Chatzos Halayla or before Shachris at the last Hashmaira. Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe, is there really a preference to doing before Alois HaShachar, to doing, you know, at Chatzos? Rav Moshe thinks that there's no preference to necessarily do early in the morning before Shachris than to doing at Chatzos Halayla. There's some more makra to do it before Shachris. Rav Moshe says already at Chatzos Halayla, he thinks is already just as L'chachila as doing it B'Hashmaras Habayka. They're all considered to be an ace ratzon. What about if a person can't do it then, right, it's going to be too difficult? So Matar Frayim writes, it's in Tavkuf Pei Aleph over here, that a person could say it in the morning before Shachris, even after Alois HaShach, even after Anetzachama. It's not an ace din. It's not the same kind of ace ratzon that you have from Chatzos until Alois HaShachar. Chatzos HaLayim until Chatzos, but okay, it's not, you know, not the worst. He says, Matar Azmir HaSlikul Supasayif HaLayla Samachar HaBaker. The real time to say slichus is at night, right before it gets light. But Asham is Achron al Arayv ad Haschalas Amud Hashachar. Many people say it afterwards. Mikom Malkum Biyom Rishin. The minig is Biyom Rishin. Mashkim and Yosek Sas Bichlei. There, everybody says it at night, either Chatzos Halayla or before Shachris Bashmaris Habayka while it's still dark, because we say Bizar Kasam Ba'Oy Loyal. We called out to you while it's still dark. That's what we say in the Nusach of the Slichas. We might say Menucha, Kidam Lucha Triwa. So, yeah, I don't know, it's still Matzei Shabbos now, you know, at the 12:30. No, it has to be something that's while it's still light. We call out to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, while it's still night. V'chein Metzei Asir HaSeinu, V'am Dem Malaylas. Say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, accept our tefillah because we're coming to you at night. So therefore, you should, the first night should have to be at night. Afterwards, if a person's easier to say Slichas in the morning, it's too much of an inconvenience to say it after Chatzos HaLayla, before Hashmaras HaBoker, then a person could say it even after it gets light already. But Ein Lomar Slichas, says the Matar Efrayim, Ein Lomar Slichas V'Shosh HaShemido is Koydem Chatzos HaLayla. Ooh, don't do that. Don't do that. That's an ace din. It's not an ace rotzen. And then he says, Uva Mekoyma Shenoygen Lomar Slichas Bar'arvis V'Oyim V'Shosh HaShemido is Roy Lovato Minig. That's wrong. If you happen to be there when they're doing this, say to Hillel, don't say you're giving me the Sarachmim, because Hashem will get angry at you. It's like somebody asking for a favor when you're angry. That's it only makes things worse. But Moshe Nigros Moshe that was asked 1 minute, but the Gemara says, Mesechtes Brachos, Anilu Svigasi L'cha Hashem Eis Rotzen. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to daven to you at an Eis Ratzon. Emesai Eis Ratzon. When is it a time of mercy before the Ribbono Shel Olam? How do we evoke change a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mood into being a mood of mercy? Emesai Eis Ratzon. B'shoas Tzibur Mispalim. Whenever the Tzibur davens together, B'tzibur, it's an Eis Ratzon. So someone asked Rav Moshe and Ubalamdin. Oh, he says to Rav Moshe, look, even though you're not supposed to say Slichas before Chatzos HaLayla, because it's an ace din, but whenever the tzibur davens together, that transforms it into an ace rotzin. So why can't I say slichas b'tzibur kaidem chatzos before chatzos halayla, when it's a little bit more convenient? So Moshe says he doesn't think that the two ace rotzins are the same. He says that's talking about, you know, a personal ace rotzin. This is a global ace rotzin, and if you want to say Slichus in the proper time, it shouldn't be an artificially manufactured Eis Ratzon. It has to be something that is an objective Eis Ratzon, not something that we manufacture by davening together B'tzibur. You can't compare the two, right? You can't compare something that's natural to something that's artificially manufactured. So an artificially manufactured Eis Ratzon, because we're davening together B'tzibur, is not good enough. It has to be something that naturally occurs. So Moshe says he doesn't think that that's a good enough argument to justify saying Slichus before Chatzos HaLayla. Lamaisa, what if that's the only slichas? No, it's the only slichas. What does it mean it's the only slichas? Okay, I understand you can't wake up so late, but the Matar Efrayim says to say it before Shachris. I don't know. I can't say. Why can't you say it before Shachris? I don't know. I can't say it before Shachris. So the only option is, Rabbi, the only option is we're going to say slichas at 10 o'clock or we won't say it at all. What now? So I don't answer those kinds of questions. Don't box me. I don't know. Say it before Shachris. No. Either 10 o'clock or we're not going to say it. All right, so what do you want from me? All right, I'm not a hostage to your Shiloh. But okay. Well, what are you going to do? So Rav Avadya says, better not to say it at all. You're going to anger HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can't say I'm waking and say it in the morning. Then don't say it. Rav Moshe, Negros Moshe. He says, well, if you're not going to be able to say it at all, so Moshe says, then maybe it's okay to say it at, earlier in the night. Ach, muba oif, and shiyav shomei chatzoyis l'olam. He can't say it after chatzoyis l'olam, it's pasha too late. V'yis batu, he said, tziba mislichas. And the tziba, therefore, won't be able to say slichas. I don't know why they're going to be batu mislichas. Why can't they say it in the morning? Oh, I don't know. So Moshe says, yesh l'hatu begeder harosho. This is not a minig. We have the minig to say it early. There's no such minig. Ramesh says, yesh l'hatu begeder harosho. A one-time, occurrence. Keep it very in makar b'gemara, and we did very Rabbi Seinu Achrayim. There's no source really in the Gemara. We did very Rabbi Seinu Achrayim about Pisifre Kabbalah. Shemeshtabesh she'ein b'ze in yinisa. Rabbi Avadi says there's an isa. Don't do it. Rabbi Meisher says it's probably not an isa. She'ein mo'ilam mekayach yigam amida she'esh avtach shigaz v'reikam v'kastam tefillah. Meisher says it won't get the same benefits of saying yigam amida sarachim, and it'll be like any other tefillah that you'll say. V'ochein k'dei sho'a izbatu milam eslichis. In order not to forget about this lichas, we might allow them to say it early. But it's really a major b'di'evit, not something that should be done l'chadchila. It's together harosha. Even Ramesh allowed it, but only in the second hashmara of the night, not the first hashmara. So therefore, Ramesh said to wait till 10 o'clock. Wait till 10 o'clock. That's already into the second third of the night. Okay. But even then, it was only a harasha. If you're not going to be able to say slichas at all afterwards, I don't know. I don't know where people the first night of slichas, he can't get off on the right foot. What's the whole point? Someone said something last night at 11 o'clock. The big shuls have a 10 o'clock because they have the speech, the State of the Union address before, and then they have the slichas with their big chazan, and then people buy tickets for it. I can't comment on all those things, but. An Erlich Aminyan should not be having slichas at 10 o'clock. Bnei Yeshiva, Bechlau at 10 o'clock is ridiculous. And everybody else, why can't you say it before Shachar? I don't understand the whole thing. Yeah.
Is there a problem to say
slichas
Beachidus?
You can't say it Beachidus.
Just with the Kaddish.
No, you lose. You give me the Sarachman. Only Bitzibar.
So it would be better to say it at 10 o'clock than say just the rest of the stuff by yourself for Shachar's?
Why can't you say the whole thing before Shachar? There's no minion. Where's the guy live? Why is he living in a place where there's no minion? If you're traveling for business, I'm getting on a flight and 12 o'clock, and I'm going to be flying overnight to Australia. So then you want to say 10 o'clock? Fine. But no, morgue, we have a minion to say 10 o'clock. It's kind of ridiculous. Bnei Yeshiva, they're up to 2 o'clock doing their stupidity. So, okay? Come on. It's a joke. But why does it have to dafka be then? It's so inconvenient. Why does it have to be so inconvenient? It's going to be... I think for the Levush, it's great. It's very geschmack. The whole purpose of the slichas, according to Levush, is a fourth tefillah. For this new dimension of time that we find ourselves in when the creation is regenerating itself. So it has to be a unique time of the day. We have to carve out a unique time for this. It can't. Shacharis is already taken, that slot. Mincha is already taken. Marv is already taken. But Marv, you're really only supposed to daven Marv v'chatchil till when? Chatzos halayla. And when is the end of Marv? Bashmeres habayker. So the only free slot, right? The only free room over here in Gluck. The only free slot that's left is from 12 to 6. So it took the graveyard shift. Slichas has no choice. There's nothing else left, right? There's no better slot. The morning shift is taken. The afternoon shift is taken. The night shift is taken. There's nothing left except the graveyard shift. So that's where Slichas has to find itself. Because it's a unique tefillah for this period of time that we find ourselves in during the creation, as the Bria is regenerating itself, starting on the first day of the Sheishes Yemei Bereishis. The Magen Avraham, though, has an entirely different explanation over here as to why it has to be during this period of the time. What did the Magen Avraham tell us? Why does slichas have to be at the most inconvenient time? Because that happens to be the Ace Rotzen. The Magen Avraham isn't having any of this. Not slichas is a unique tefillah. See, it's not a unique tefillah. Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu put the talus over his head? Mishum Kavanat Tzibur. He was acting as a Shliach Tzibur. You can remember the Sarachim. You have to be Sebet Tzibur. So Kadosh Baruch Hu covered his head with the talus. Why does it have to be a Chatzos HaLaila? Because that's an Ace Rotzen. Levush said, no. Levush said that Kadosh Baruch Hu had to cover his head with the talus because it's a Shmoneh Esrei. He called the cross of a Catholic Israel. Why does it have to be during this period of the time of the most inconvenient time and from 12 o'clock at night? The answer is because it's a unique tefillah corresponding to a unique period of time. So you have to carve out time during the day for this tefillah. That's why the Levush says it has to be so late at night. Not because it's an Ace Rotzen, because it's a unique tefillah that corresponds to that period of time. And that's why ideally it has to be from 12 to Hashmaras HaBreker. The Magen Avraham though has an entirely different perspective. According to the Magen Avraham, this is because it's an Eis Ratzin, and why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu cover his head? Because he's acting as a Shliach Tzibor, Mishum Kavadat Tzibor. And as we'll see, the Magen Avraham, I think, understood Slichus in an entirely different way. Why? Because there's another halacha. Look back at the Ramah. The Ramah writes over here, Oiz Zayin. The last line, V'yesh mekam is nogen, shem is pal slichus, mis pal koyon. Whoever daven slichus should daven the rest of the tefillos of the day. Not just shachris. Mincha and mar, you know, mincha also. Mincha also. He's on the hook for the whole day. If you daven slichus, you're on the hook for shachris and mincha. Why on the hook for shachris and mincha? Why? So Avush says, because what was the whole purpose of the slichus? To make up for the 4 days, and you're not going to be able to fast during a Seder Simei Tshuva. Lamaisa, not everybody was fasting. There was going to be one carbon. We were going to ask to fast. He was going to be the Shliach Tzibur for the Slicha. So he's fasting already. He knew you're fasting already. So you should be the guy who should continue to daven for us, because this is like we're making up. We're making a tashlumen for those days of the Seder Simei Tshuva. We're not going to be able to fast. So since you're fasting, he should be the guy to daven the rest of the day. That's what the Luvush says. There are those who say, no, it's because he's the best Baal Tefillah. So once we have the best Baal Tefillah here, right, then we should have the best, Baal Tefillah daven the rest of the day, Rosh Shembach says. The whole purpose is, you're the best Baal Tefillah, you're here already. Daven Shachris and Mincha. Daven Shachris and Mincha. However, the Magen Avraham says a different reason, which is quite problematic or troubling. Says the Magen Avraham, Simitavku Payav, Sukon Zayin, he says, Afil Arvis, he says, even Marv. He has to daven afterwards. Why? Shamaska b'mitzvah aymim loygemar. Person begins a mitzvah, we encourage you to complete it. Maska b'mitzvah aymim loygemar. Therefore, the Magen Avraham says he's even kaidim, he's even takes precedence to an avil, a chiyuv, or someone else as a yard side. No, the guy who begins a slichas, he's the one who continues. Why? What does this mean? Maska b'mitzvah aymim loygemar. So Shlomo LeVilna asked in his tshuvas to Binyan Shlomo, he was the editor of the Vilna Shas. He asked in the Magen Avraham, what kind of maskel b'mitzvah aymim loy gemar? Where do we find maskel b'mitzvah aymim loy gemar? We find it, look over here, it's in Minyan HaDayam, you find it in many places, but it says the Shulchan Aruch, the person who blows tkiyah shofar for the tkiyahs before Musaf should be the same person who blows tkiyah shofar during the Shemoneh Esrei of Musaf. It should be the same person. I've seen them switch this, right? The guy, you know, passes out after the first one, so he's just, you know, not his day, right? It happens. But Chachila, you're supposed to have the same guy blow all the tekiyas. Why? I'm maskel b'mitzvah. I don't like gemara. You begin the mitzvah, finish it up, see it through to the end. Don't drop out. Perseverance. Zesh lekeik shein yosh v'taykin al seder brachos. Rama says in the Tanna, I gave roy lasos kach. It's the right thing to do. Once here in yeshiva, we switched. I remember Rosh Hashanah. We'll have to get into who it was, but it wasn't his fault. It's just anyway. So you're supposed to have the same person. But says the Binyan Shleimah, what does it have to do with Slichus? Slichus is one thing. Shachris is something else. Mincha is something else. We don't say every day, oh, you're daven Shachris. You do such a good job. Mincha and Musaf too, right? What do you mean, Maskel b'mitzvah? I mean, like Gemar. What is one? This is not two parts of the same. It's just different mitzvahs. That's what the Shleimah Levilna asked in the Magen Avraham. Therefore, Shlomo Levilna says he thinks the whole reason why the person daven Slichus should daven the rest of the day is similar to the Gemara Masechtas Megillah, that Hamafti Benavi, person who gets Haftarah, so we give him to Evelof Neyateva. He should have a Musaf too. Why? Because we feel bad. We gave you like the worst Aliyah. We gave you the Maftir, which is not part of the Shiva Kruim. The Shiva Kruim is 7 Aliyahs. Fundamental Aliyahs are really the most Chashuv Aliyahs. We gave you the Noch Schlepper. We gave you the Maftir. So in order to make it up to the Maftir, we give him to read the Haftarah, and we also give him to Rain Musaf also. So to Slichus was a pain, right? Why was Slichus a pain? Because everyone else didn't have Machzorim. So with one guy saying Slichus out loud for everybody. So it was like a Tircha. So since it was a Tircha, we gave you, the Schus of the Tircha, here's Shachris of Mincha to daven to. Like a Maftir Benavi, we give him to be, Maftir Benavi, we give him to be Yehovah of Neyateh. But that's what Shlomo Levilna says. However, many explain, no, what the Magen Avraham is teaching us, he had an entirely different perspective on Slichus. Slichus is not an independent tefillah of the day. And that's why it has to be from 12, to 6 in the morning. No, that's not why. Because that's the only time when there's no other tefillah. The reason why it has to be so early in the morning And the reason why a person who begins davening Slichas is davening the rest of the tefillos of the day is because the Magen Avraham held that this was a hakdama to tefillah. This was the introduction, the prelude, the framing of the tefillos of the entire day. And therefore it has to be before Shacharis, because the whole purpose, that's why the ideal time is Bashmaris HaBaker, because it's really in order to frame the tefillos of the entire day. So therefore, a person who begins saying Slichas, he should be mispowel the rest of the day, because according to the Magen Avraham, it's not a separate tefillah like Lovo Shel. It's in fact an introduction to tefillah. And therefore, if you say the introduction, you should be the one to read the rest of the, to daven for the yamin for the rest of the tefillahs of the day. It was a hakdama to the tefillah. That's how the Magen Avraham understood. There's one other nekudah over here, so fascinating though, is that the Gemara says, look back to the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that these Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, if you say them, you're guaranteed to be answered. Over here, Reis Beis. Amar Rav Yehuda, Bris Krusa, Ushleish Hashem, Midas Shein Lechaz, Yisreikam, Shenemar, Hinei Anoichi Kari, is Bris. Negen Kolam Chol, it's Senef Ois, right? Pasuk and Parashas Kisisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, making a covenant with us. Excuse me. With the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, if a person says Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim, he's guaranteed to be answered. If he's guaranteed to be answered, then we have a shiloh. Why do we say it so many times? Right? A person says, you're giving me this harachman. I guarantee this works every time. Just do it 50 times. Why do you have to do it 50 times? If it's guaranteed to work, why do we have to do it over and over and over again? The Bali Musa say, a mushal. The person who knocks on the door, a person, a gvir, to get a donation for his organization. Yeah, opens the door. He says, look, I'd really like to help you. It sounds like a wonderful organization, but I'm, already committed to other causes. All my tzedakah funds are committed, right? I can't help you. I can only give to the people I know already, that I'm involved with. It's fine. I understand. A few minutes later goes by, guy knocks on the door again. Opens the door, sees it's the same guy. He says, I'm here for a donation. He said, I just told you, I can only give to the organizations that I know already. I'm already committed. He said, well, you know me already. We just met 4 or 5 minutes ago. So now that you know me, you can give me. So too, we come to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kedala mechurashim de facto do asecha. We knock on the door. Oh, you're not listening? Okay, we'll come back later. We knock on the door. We're constantly knocking and knocking. We're chepering the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why do we have to come back time and time again? Bris krusol. What's going on over here? So the Shlo HaKodesh explains that it's not enough just to say the Yogim Amidus HaRachman. A person has to internalize them. He has to commit himself to put them into practice. We should become a Chanun, we should become a Rachum, we should become Erech HaPayim Rav Chesed. We should emulate these characteristics, the qualities of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he's a diuk like that in the Gemara. The Gemara says, look over back, Ois Beis, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Herelo Lemoshe said, the Tefillah, he demonstrated Yigum in the Midas HaRachmim, Amaloi Kolzman, Shi Yisrael Chaitin, anytime Chai Yisrael performs an Avera, Yasu Lefonai Keseder Hazeh. They should do this. It's not enough just to say the Yogim Amidus HaRachmim says the Shulah HaKadosh, we actually have to put it into practice. Yasu lefan, I could say there is a Vani Merchalem. It's only if we put it into practice. That's why the Mor Veshemesh writes that we're only supposed to say Yogim Amidus HaRachmim in the presence of a tzibur. If you're together. Because we can't all do each one of the Yogim Amidus HaRachmim, just like a person can't fulfill all of the Tariq mitzvahs by himself, but together as Klal Yisrael, together as a group, we can do it. So to you give me the Sarachma, it's very difficult for one person to put them into practice. However, if we're together with a group or together with a tzibor, then it is something that's possible. So therefore, I'll do Kel Erech HaPayim, you do Chanav Erachim, we'll come together collectively. We'll be able to do it. So that's why a person's supposed to say, you give me the Sarachma together with a tzibor, collectively we'll be able to help each other out to put these into practice. However, why is it? What's so special? So if we put them into practice, the Kadosh Baruch Hu promises us, it's guaranteed, Shein Mechazus Reikam. Why do we say it again and again? Because we're trying to internalize it. We're trying to commit ourselves to put these things into practice. Okay, but why did Kadosh Baruch Hu, though, guarantee over here that if we put these things into practice, we internalize them, that we will be answered? Why are we guaranteed to be answered? What's unique about the Yugim Amidus HaRachman? So I believe that the answer is something we mentioned on Thursday, and that is because when a person only asks, talked about on Thursday, the Gemara says in Masechtas Kiddushin, It's char mitzvah by amaleka. There's no reward in this world for mitzvahs. As the pasuk says in Parashas Vaschanon, "Vishmatam is a mitzvah, v'shanoch mitzav chayoyim la'soysam." So the Gemara says in Masechet Seir and Daf Chav Beis, "Chayoyim la'soysam, u'mocha l'kabel scharam." We do the mitzvahs today, but we receive a reward tomorrow in the next world. We don't receive a mitzvahs, reward for mitzvahs in this world. But we find so many times the Torah promises us reward for mitzvahs. We find the Torah in Parashas Ekev, v'hayim shamaya. All the brachas we read about in Parashas Kisavo, we receive so many brachas if we properly keep the Torah and the mitzvahs. So when are we going to receive that word? The Gemara says, Masechet Shabbos, a person is Zohir b'talit, b'tzitzis, Zohir l'talit no. A person is Zohir in the mitzvah mezuzah, Zohir l'bayis no. He'll have a nice house. How are you receiving physical reward in this world for the mitzvahs? What happened to Schar Mitzvah by Amaleka? So Ramban and his Sefer, all the Rishonim struggle with this issue. So Ramban writes, there's a difference between a mitzvah you're obligated to perform versus a mitzvah you volunteer to perform. If it's a mitzvah that you're obligated to perform, there's no reward in this world. If it's a mitzvah that you volunteer to perform, you don't have to wear tzitzis. If you do it, you'll be zechut to talis. No, you don't have to live in a house. You guys, you could live in a tent or something. I don't know. You're makpid to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah zechut l'bayis no. Those are voluntary mitzvahs. It's not optional mitzvahs, not necessarily obligatory mitzvahs. However, the Rambam in Perek Tesef v'Chashuv Alocha Aleph has a different resolution, which is adopted by many others. The Rambam says that all the rewards that a person will receive for the mitzvahs in this world are not the absolute reward, exhaustive reward. It's what the reward is the schar mitzvah. If a person commits himself to doing the mitzvahs, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us the ability to do so without unhindered, without impediments in our way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will clear out all of the obstacles in our path in order we should be able to fulfill the Torah and the mitzvahs, if that is our rutzen, if that is our agenda, that's what we want to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will enable us to fulfill that agenda. So the schar of the mitzvah is only the opportunity to do mitzvahs with menuchas ha-nefesh, barachavas ha-das, but we won't have other tirdas, we won't have obstacles, impediments in our way to be able to fulfill the Torah and the mitzvahs. That's what the reward is. So if a person is careful in the tzitzis, he'll be zecha to a talis nod on which to wear the tzitzis. If a person is careful in the mezuzah, he'll be zecha to a bayis noah on which he could put his mezuzah. I believe, therefore, that the Yugam Amidas Harachmim are a tefillah that's in and chayzis reikam, because what we're doing when we say the Yugam Amidas Harachmim, we're committing ourselves to emulate these qualities of the Ribbono Shel Olam. What we're saying to Kadosh Baruch Hu is that this is our priority. This is our agenda. This is what we want to do. And if a person wants to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Zachreinu L'chaim, Kadosh Baruch Hu, remember us for life, L'man Chalikim Chaim, because we only want to serve you. This is our agenda. This is our priority. Kadosh Baruch Hu has to give us the ability to perform it when we make it that's our priority. That's why the Yugam Amidah starts Vio Shein Chayzus Reikam, because if we make it our priority to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kadosh Baruch Hu already committed that He's going to give us the opportunity, the ability to do so. And that's what Slichas really is all about. Slichas is reorganizing our priorities. We precede the Slichas, we already mentioned with Ashrei Lecha Hashem Atzdaka, which is a praise of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we always do that every day. We say Psuki de Zimra before we daven Shemoneh Esrei. Why do we do that? Because the Gemara says, Masechtas Brachos lo'olam misada mishvacha shel Kadosh Baruch Hu ve'achar kach kispalo. You should always praise Hashem before you ask for that which you need. What is that based on? The pasuk in Sefer Melachim, Lishmaya el harina ve'el ha'tfila. Kadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our song and our tefillah and our bakasha. So what's the song? The song is Psuki de Zimra. What is our tefillah? Our tefillah is our bakasha, Shemoneh Esrei. So the olam yisad or olam shvachu shal kadosh baruch hu va'acha kach yispalo. The pasuk says, "L'shmaya ve'larina ve'la tefillah." Kadosh baruch hu listens to the song and then the tefillah, then the bakashas. That's what we say in slichas. It was last night. L'shmaya ve'larina ve'la tefillah. Why? Why do we do this? Why do we always have to praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Yeah, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs us to stroke His ego. How great You are. And then we could ask for what we want. What are we buttering up to Ribbono Shel Olam? He's that shallow. Kiviyachol, has for shallow. Even someone comes to you and asks you for something. Oh, he's so great. He's so great. By the way, can you do this for me? Right? You see through it. If you're astute in any way, you can see through that kind of transparency. So we do it every day. Psuk of the zebra. Oh, and then by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shemei Tefila, give me X, Y, Z. That which I need to go. Why did you praise me before? Because I just happened to think you're so great. Kadosh Baruch Hu can't see through this. So I believe that the answer is, and that's why we mention it in Slichas, the answer is that by praising the Ribbono Shel Olam, we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is our agenda. is to praise you, is to be marbek v'y shamayim in this world. This is what we want to do. What do we need to do to have in order to accomplish that agenda? We need this, this, and this, and that. But why do we mention Shemach Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu first? We say, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this we recognize is the most important thing in life, but we need certain things to be able to do it. So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you must give me those things. Because that's what I need in order to accomplish the mission that you put me here in this world to accomplish. And if a person frames it in that fashion, Kadosh Baruch Hu has no choice but to answer you. And that's why we say in the Slichos, the first night of Slichos, the Shema Arina V'Latfila, Kadosh Baruch Hu, this is our priority now. Give us what we need in order to accomplish it. And that's Einan Chayzus Reikam. That kind of tefillah is always guaranteed to be answered. Perhaps that's why this Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, 13. What's so unique about the number 13? It's a very prevalent number in Yiddishkeit in many areas. But what's unique perhaps about the number 13? So it says in Sefer Yetzirah something unbelievable. Sefer Yetzirah, it says, in the book, it says, in a box, How many edges are there? Let's look over here. In a box. The top, how many edges? How many edges do you see?
Four.
The back, how many edges do you see?
Four.
But then you forgot about this, 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 and this. Another four edges. So how many sachako? 12. Four. Four. And then each corner has another edge, right? 12 edges. 12 edges. So the 12 correspond, Sefer Yetzirah says, Yud Beis Shvatim. That's why the Yud Beis Shvatim of Klal Yisrael is called Beis Yisrael, or Beis Yaakov. Why are we called a bayis, a house? The answer is because we're like a house. We have 12 edges. Just like a house has 12 edges, so to the Sefer Yetzirah says we have 12 edges, we have the 12 Shvatim. However, there's a 13th point which brings them all together. Inside the box, you can have one point which brings, all you draw a line from all the different edges to that one central point in the middle, which brings everything together. Who was the one who brought all the Shvatim together? It was Yaakov Avinu. So Sefer Yetzirah says that the point in the middle, the 13th point, which brings everything together, was Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, writes the Gro, just based on the Sefer Yetzirah and his commentary on Shir HaShirim, that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachum correspond to the Yud Beis Shvatim and Yaakov Avinu. There's 12, correspond to Yud Beis Shvatim. And then in the middle of all that, was Yaakov Avinu who brought them all together. The Gra continues that that's why we declare in the pasuk of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad that Hashem is one. What is the gematria of one? 13. Echad is 13. Brings everything together. But then the Gra says something unbelievable. Hold on to your chairs. The Gra says, how many Shvatim were descended from Bnei Leah and Bnei Rachel? 8. That's the Ches of Echad. How many were Bnei Shvaches? 4. That's the Dalad of Echad. And the Aleph is Yaakov Avinu, who was only one, who brought them all together. Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedushim Echad. That one point brings everything all together. So Echad, and of course, who was that pasuk uttered by? Shema Yisrael, Shema Kedushim Hashem Echad. Listen, Yaakov Avinu, we are all united together as one was the Shvatim said to Yaakov Avinu. So 13 represents when you have 12 different parts of something, but they're all converging in one central point. And I believe that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, what they're all about, and the reason why it's Einan Chayzus Reikam, is because we have to take all the different Midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam that we want to emulate, and we make it our priority. We bring it all together into one, into ourselves. We're saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, we recognize that there's all of these different things. This is our priority. This is what we want to accomplish. This is the central focus of our lives. Anytime you find the number 13, it represents something that's all focused into one Nekuda, meaning that we understand that there's many different things we have to accomplish. This is a priority of our life is represented by the number 13. That's why you also have 13 Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem. That the Bnei Sasser quotes in the name of the Magen Avraham Mizritch that that corresponds to Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. This is unbelievable. Why? How do you know that? So Ramesh Shapiro says, first of all, we got them both at the same time. When did we get the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim? After the Chet HaEgel, Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael for performing the Chet HaEgel. When we received the second set of Luchos, when did we receive the second set of Luchos? Which was the dawn of the Torah Shebaal Peh. When the first set of Luchos, Torah Shebasav and Torah Shebaal Peh were all written down. When did we first receive a Torah Shebaal Peh? When did we receive the second set of Luchos, Chevra? When the second set of Luchos? Yom HaKippur. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Harsinai to receive the second set of Luchos on Rosh Chodesh Elul. He descended to Yom Kippur. That was the very same day that we got the Yud Gimel Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bahem of Torah Shebaal Peh. That was the dawn of Torah Shabbat Peh. The second set of Uchos, where part of it was oral, part of it was written down, was the same day we got the Yugam Amidas HaRachman. But then the Magen Mizrich continues. He says, what is the last of the Yugam Amidas HaRachman? V'nake lo yanake. Kadosh Baruch Hu will cleanse us and he won't cleanse us. Well, which is it? Is Kadosh Baruch Hu going to cleanse us or not cleanse us? Make up your mind. So the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, in Masechtas Erevin, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is menake l'shavim, v'ein menake l'einam shavim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu cleanses those who do tshuva. He doesn't cleanse those who doesn't do tshuva. That's a Gemara in Shavuos. He doesn't cleanse those who don't do tshuva. Which is the last of Yugam Amidas Shatar Nidreshes Bahem? What's the last? Shnei Ksuvim. You have two psukim that are contradicting one another. What's the last of Yugam Amidas HaRachamim? V'nake, lo yanake. We can't figure it out until the Gemara resolves the truest. And so too, what's the last of Yugam Amidas Shatern addressed to him? Shnei Ksuvim, Achishim Zetzah. The two correspond to one another. What's the relationship between the two? We got them both on the same day. I understand Yom Kippur was the dawn of Torah Shabbat Peh. Was the same time of Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave us for Chet HaEgel. But what do they have to do at a deeper level with one another? And I believe that what it is that number 13 is teaching us that just like everything converges into one point in the center, all the 12 edges of the box into one point in the center, Yaakov Avinu was the one who brought all the different Shvatim together. We have to understand that this also, the Yugam Amidas HaRachamim, Limud HaTorah, emulating the Midas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, is at the center of who we are. It's our core identity. This has to become our priority. Even though that manifests itself in many ways, this has to be our priority. That's the center of our lives. It has to be these Midas Shatern addresses them, and perhaps as well as the Yugam Midas HaRachman. We strive to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's one other 13 that fits into this model. How many principles of faith do we have? Of course, the Rambam narrows it down in his Perush Mishnayos to Masechta Sanhedrin. To Yud Gimel Midas, to Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah. So Sefer Ikrei Me'as and the Rambam. He says, if you're trying to distill the print, right, we have to believe in a lot of things, many more than 13. Many more than 13. If you don't believe in these 13, you're an apikiris. If you don't believe in some of the other ones, you might not necessarily be an apikiris, but you're certainly missing a lot, right? So why was the Rambam, narrowing it down? What was he doing by organizing these 13 principles of faith? So the Sefer Ikrei Me'as and the Rambam. He says, if you're distilling things to primary, dogmas of faith, right? So then we could have distilled it even further. I mean, if the Rambam was just taking everything and saying, look, these are the principles, and everything else is an outgrowth of these 13, so Sefer Ikrei says, well, then we could have distilled it even further and concentrated even further. Why? He says, there's really only three, Ikrei Amunah, from which everything else grows out. And those are the three themes of Rosh Hashanah. What are they? Says the Sefer Ikrei, we have Malchios, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world and continues to run the world. Shofreis, which is of course the Tkiyah Shofar from Ayman Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. And then Zichronis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers all of our actions and he punishes those who violate his mitzvahs and rewards those who follow his instructions. So the entire corpus of Yiddishkeit, says the Sefer Ikrei, could really be boiled down to these three principles from which everything else grows out, manifests itself, develops out. So if that's what the Rambam was doing, why did the Rambam narrow it further down to three? What's 13? So the Shlok Kodesh writes, it corresponds to Yugam Amidas Shatarn Adreshes Bahem. Yugam Amidas HaRachman. What does one have to do with the other? So I believe that the answer is, the Rambam also understood the number 13 represents those things that are the central focus of our lives. It takes all the different edges and brings it down into the middle because we have lots of things we have to take care of, but this is our central goal. This is our mission in life. Is to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam with the Yugam Amidas HaRachamim, is to learn Torah with the Yugam Amidas Shatarn Adreshes Bahem, and to believe in these central tenets of our faith, the Yugam Ikrei HaEmunah. It's perhaps also, how many gates were there to the Beis HaMikdash? Mishnah says himself the Tumim that there were 13, 12 corresponding to the other Shvatim, to all 12 Shvatim, and then what was known as the Shar HaKoyel, the one that for anybody who didn't fit into the other Shvatim. But perhaps that was the central point that brought all the different Shvatim together. So as we say the Yugam Amidas HaRachamim during Slichus, whether it's a tefillah b'fnei atzmo, whether it's hakdama at the tefillah, first of all, we should say it at the proper time. But we also have in mind not just to say it, to attempt to integrate it, to internalize it, to put it into practice. And if we do that, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us that what we need in order to accomplish our mission in life. All right, family.